had to say that. I'm sorry.
Alternative hummus.
Hummus alternativo.
Now, I love hummus. I do, and I eat it all the time.
I do, too. And I love just the traditional hummus.
Which is basically just garbanzos or chickpeas, mm-hmm. olive oil, garlic, and tahini.
Sí, que es pasta de ajonjolí.
Okay. Which you can almost buy that in any supermarket now, can't you?
Normal hummus? You can.
No, even, tahini.
Oh, tahini. At big ones, at big supermarkets, you can. I think it's pretty common nowadays. You know, maybe not at your local
Badulaque.
Yeah, exactly. But you, it's not hard to find. It used to be very hard to find, but now it's pretty easy. So remember, tahini is that. It's a sesame seed paste, basically. Y eso, sesame seed es semilla de sésamo, que también se dice, o ajonjolí. I think the accent is on the final I, but I'm not sure.
I don't even know where that comes from.
I don't know
from.
If it's ajonjolí or ajonjolí. I always just say semillas de sésamo. So we're going to make two different types of hummus. Now, this is really healthy. You know, legumes are good for you. Las legumbres son muy saludables. And this is a great snack. So it gives you energy. It's satisfying. So te sacia el hambre. And I find that kids also love hummus. So for young and old, this is a great snack. And even a good merienda. Just the other day, I was like, Oh, and also good appetizers. I'll give some ideas after I give the recipes.
All right.
Because they look really cute. Carrot hummus. So a 1-2 healthy punch.
Wow.
So esto sano, sanísimo. Carrots are good for you. Chickpeas are good for you. And I think everything else in this recipe is also good for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
Colby, will you translate for me?
I will try.
Okay, so 2 medium carrots, peeled and sliced.
Right. Hasta ahí creo que llegamos.
So that
pero peladas y cortadas. Las
adds tenorias. Up to about 1 cup, okay? 1/4 of a cup of water.
All right, so una cuarta parte de una taza.
Uh-huh. So remember, a cup is about 250 centiliters, if I'm not mistaken.
All right.
2 to 3 cloves of garlic.
So, 2 o 3 dientes de ajo.
So, the amount of garlic you use obviously depends on your tastes and the size of the garlic as well. Okay, so if you like it garlicky, you can add more or 3 big cloves. And if you don't enjoy garlic, you could even omit it. I have a friend that cannot taste anything with garlic in it. She will not touch. So you can leave it out if you want, but I love garlic. A jar of chickpeas. So in the U.S., it's funny because a lot of times you buy chickpeas in a can, but I always hear they're very good chickpeas in jars. You need to rinse them and drain them.
So quitar el liquidillo y secarlos.
Mm-hmm. So this is about 1.5 cups of cooked chickpeas. Some people make these from scratch. They yeah. soak them in water overnight and then cook them. But honestly, just buy a jar of chickpeas.
Yeah.
It'll work.
I can't imagine doing it myself, poniéndolos en remojo y cambiando el agua.
And depending on where you buy them, you could. So I'm a label reader. Yo leo etiquetas. And it depends on the brand, but some are just totally natural and some have no sé qué, no sé cuántos. Yeah. But there are brands.
Preservatives, as we say, which are not preservativos.
No.
Conservantes.
So I buy a brand of chickpeas that it's just chickpeas and water, and that's it. Okay, we also need 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice.
Okay.
I know,
zumo de limón, pero exprimido.
Exactly. So a lot of people buy that little bottle that looks like a lemon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe in that.
Because if there's, you know, that goes bad. That oxidizes.
It can. I don't know.
Juice from a citrus fruit loses properties very quickly. I think in 15 minutes,
wow,
it loses its properties.
So basically, just buy some lemons. They're good to have around the house.
And they last forever.
They do last a long time. Half a teaspoon of salt, or to taste. Okay, so to taste is al gusto. Half a tablespoon of tahini. I would probably add a little more because I like tahini.
That doesn't sound like very much tahini.
No, it doesn't. That's why I would probably add a little
more. But, again, if you think about the main components, tahini and carrot, would you dip a carrot in tahini?
Personally, yes.
No, I would not.
No? No. Oh, I like
it. I think this recipe would work beautifully, but those are two things I can't imagine going together.
Well, so half a tablespoon of tahini. And again, sesame seeds are so good for you. Tahini's really healthy as well. I can't remember the properties it has, but sesame seeds, very, very good for you. Muy saludable el ajonjolí. A fourth of a teaspoon of ground coriander. So cilantro molidos, es decir, es la semilla del cilantro, okay? You can find it. I bought this at a supermarket the other day. So again, it's kind of like the tahini. You might not be able to find it at every single supermarket in your area, but you can find it now. Half a teaspoon of ginger paste. Or a fourth of a teaspoon of finely minced ginger.
So pasta de jengibre.
I am traumatized, Colby, because they used to sell this and now they don't. So antes vendían esta pasta de jengibre and for some reason they stopped selling it at all the supermarkets I used to get it at. I guess, I don't know, maybe people here didn't use it very much, but I did. It's much
more. You should have bought about 10.
It expires, caduca. So if not, just go buy some ginger and mince it very
ginger
finely.
Ginger freezes nicely.
Sí, se congela muy bien el jengibre y luego resulta muy fácil de manipular.
You can congelado. Break off a piece even while it's still frozen and let it defrost.
Yeah, and if you're going to shave it, and for mincing it might be a little bit harder, but you could just use a grater. Puedes usar un rallador cuando está congelado, when it's frozen, and it works well. A pinch of cayenne, all right? So una pizca de cayena. If you don't like, you say, oh no, I hate spicy food. Well, skip it. Te lo saltas. And a fourth of a teaspoon of paprika. Now here it doesn't specify if the sweet or the smoky, but I think either would work. So it's un poco al gusto, el picante o el dulce. So what do we do? Well, on the stove or even in the microwave, you can cook the carrots in water. Okay, so remember that fourth of a cup of water?
I remember.
That was for cooking the carrots. So you cook them covered until the carrots are just tender, okay? Pues que estén, que puedas pincharlas con un tenedor. So you can poke them with a fork. So there's a verb we use when you use the microwave, and it's to nuke something. It's como nuclear una cosa, nuquear una cosa. If you do cook the carrots in the microwave, you can nuke them for 2.5 minutes. Okay, so al micro, 2 minutos y medio. Then you put the carrots, the water, and the garlic into the food processor and puree them. So al robot de cocina, the food processor. You can also do this with the immersion blender. So con la mini pimer también puedes hacer esto. Then you add the chickpeas, the lemon juice, and the salt, and you puree that until it's smooth.
Okay.
So que quede sin grumos. At this point, you can stop and have a very simple, very light hummus. So si quieres, puedes parar ahí, okay? Sencilla la receta, ligerito. Or you can add all the other ingredients and spice it up a little bit. So what can you do with this? Well, you can serve it as a dip with either pita chips, puedes hacer chips de pan pita, that are delicious or just either raw pita, well, raw, untoasted pita bread, or you can toast it.
Of bread dough.
Yeah. You can also use vegetables to dip in the hummus. You can cut carrot, you can cut zucchini or red pepper. I love dipping fresh red pepper in hummus. It's very good. You can also make little cucumber sandwiches. So you cut two slices of cucumber, so those circulitos de pepino, and put a little bit of hummus in between, and it's really nice. You can also use it as a sandwich filling.
Do you know what I do with it?
What?
I make a salad.
Te haces una ensalada.
And then I throw in a couple of spoonfuls into the salad and mix it, mm-hmm. and it blends in with the oil and vinegar and makes a very nice, creamy sauce.
That's a really good idea. Sí, hace una salsa cremosita muy rica para las ensaladas. So yeah, you can use it as a salad dressing, as a sandwich filling. There's a really good cafe we like to go to that makes an amazing hummus sandwich with cucumber and red pepper and rucola. So rocket. So it's really fast to make. The preparation time, the official preparation time is 15 minutes, but I don't think it would take you more than 10 minutes to make. All right. Parsley hummus. What's parsley, Colby?
Perejil. Like That's the right. island.
Green is good. So, again, these are healthy snacks.
Well, it's true, Senator. It's kind of a coincidence or mm-hmm. not that they say orange and green mm-hmm. are probably the two healthiest colors.
That's right.
In the world of vegetables.
That's right. So, similar, you need another jar of chickpeas. Okay, remember, we call them either chickpeas, que son como guisantes de pollito, or garbanzo beans, so pronounced in English. Then we need a half cup of chopped parsley, okay? And you say, okay, so just half a cup. What you need to do is pack it into a half cup measure. So, como apelmazado ahí en la taza. So, more or less, you want a lot of parsley. And then you chop it in the food processor. So, si tienes picadora o el robot de cocina, o incluso con la mini pimer, you can chop it up with that or with your knife. A teaspoon of minced garlic. So, the same as the previous recipe. It's about 2 to 3 garlic cloves. Now, this is really good too. And it's different from the previous recipe. 1/4 cup of sour cream, que llamamos crema agria, which isn't easy to find here, but when a recipe calls for sour cream, cuando una receta pide esta crema agria, what we usually use is Greek yogurt, and it works just fine. 3 tablespoons of tahini sauce. So this one calls for more tahini sauce than the other recipe. 1.5 teaspoons of fresh squeezed lemon juice.
All right.
2 tablespoons of sesame oil.
I find sesame oil to have a very strong flavor.
It does.
So you got to be careful with the sesame oil.
Exactly. Yeah, that's one of those things where I would say, if you like olive oil, put some more in. Tahini, but be careful with the sesame oil.
I think I would go, if this calls for 2 tablespoons of sesame oil and 2 tablespoons of olive oil, I would go 3 and 1, 3 olive oil and 1 sesame, I think. But that's personal. I just think sesame oil is really strong and should be used in very small doses.
All right. I like sesame oil and it is strong, but I would follow the recipe. But I wouldn't go, I wouldn't add extra until I tasted it. Okay.
Good point. Like the old saying goes, you can always add it, but you can't take it out.
Exactly. So puedes siempre echar más, pero no puedes quitarlo. En el caso del aceite en especial. So 1.5 teaspoons of cumin. So
comino.
And obviously you want it ground, okay? So en polvo, no las semillas. 1.5 teaspoons of salt, okay? So again, salt to taste, sal gusto. a little bit of cayenne pepper, so a fourth of a teaspoon, or some hot sauce if you want.
Guindilla, Tabasco.
And again, that's optional. And this is the water in both of these recipes are important for the texture. So you need 1 tablespoon of water according to this recipe, but it depends on how thick you like it. So this is approximate, so depending on your tastes. So what do we do? In this, for this recipe, we need the oven. So you have to preheat the oven to about, I think, 220, around there. And you drain the chickpeas into a colander and then you rinse them. And you know how when you rinse the chickpeas, you get foam on the top sometimes? Sale como una espuma cuando aclaras los garbanzos. You want all that foam to disappear. Then you put the parsley and the garlic into a bowl, okay? So again, if you're using the food processor, you do it all in the food processor. If you're using a mini pimer, into a normal bowl, and you just use the immersion blender, we call it in English. So you process it for about a minute or until the parsley is well chopped. So remember, that was the parsley and the garlic. And then you add the drained chickpeas and process it until it's almost smooth, okay? You add the sour cream, the tahini sauce, the lemon juice, the sesame oil, the olive oil, the cumin, the salt. Basically, you add everything and you process it until it's very smooth. So aquí sí que lo queremos sin grumos. And again, if you like it thicker, don't add more water. If you like it thinner, add a little more water.
That was a step, Sandra, that I was omitting, but because I didn't know for a long time. My hummus was always very thick because I wasn't adding water until I had the light bulb moment of actually checking a recipe.
Exactly. So, and you say, well, Sandra, why did you preheat the oven to make those pita chips? So I take pita chips, I cut them open, and I cut them like a pizza, kind of in 6 pieces.
So pita bread.
I don't know what I said. I'm making pita chips
making
with pita bread. Okay.
Right.
And then I put just a little bit of olive oil on them and stick them in the oven. So just keep an eye on them. Echalas un ojillo de vez en cuando, because you don't want them too toasted, and they toast really fast. So se tuestan. I get my weird accent from time to time. Muy rápido. So keep an eye on them. You could also, as you say, I don't want to toast a pita bread. Well, you can use corn chips. En plan Doritos, también sale rico con el hummus.
Yeah.
You can use, we suggested vegetables earlier to dip it in. Cauliflower also works. So la coliflor. Celery. What's celery?
Apio.
It's your nemesis.
Oh, Colby, I wouldn't dip celery. That in anything.
I used to hate celery and now I like it. Oh. So taste change. Carrot sticks, red bell pepper. Red bell pepper is my favorite.
Yeah, the red pepper and carrot, perfect.
Yes.
All right, great. Those are two alternatives to hummus. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Healthy and tasty.